This episode is presented by Lost Bell Wines. Rebranding from one of the oldest wineries in Nova Scotia, Lost Bell is bringing a new twist to classic wines.
The Lost Bell Rosé is sure to be your new go-to refresher, with a gorgeous pink color and deliciously simple taste and finish. If rosé isn't your thing, their Sauval or Bocco Noir will be sure to thrill your taste buds.
All of their wines are handcrafted in Falmouth, Nova Scotia, by their wonderful winemaker, Tony. Kick back and sip the flavors of the valley with Lost Bell Wines by St. Fumi.
Welcome to the morning meeting with Sarah and Jess,
where the tea is hot, the wine is chilled, and no topic is off limits. Pull up a chair and join us. There is room for all of you here.
We won't limit seating. We'll just build a bigger table. Let's begin today's meeting.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Here we are again.
Here we are back again.
Guess who's back again.
Can we talk about that freaking Super Bowl halftime show?
Okay.
I'm still not over it. It's like a month later.
Eminem's my favorite. And he,
oh my gosh,
always has been.
I didn't know we shared a love for Eminem. I didn't know we had this in common
until that night. And I know. Like, we were both like, did you just see that? Yeah. It was really good.
Amazing.
It was what we all needed, you know?
Been laughing so hard at all the memes about it. Like,
I know.
People are like, the kids are really going to learn about their parents tonight. Like, you know?
Right.
This halftime show is for us. Oh, man. So good. And like, they were all just so classically them and so good. And the 50 Cent surprise, Pat and I were like, did we know 50 was in this? Did we know he was in this? We didn't know this was happening, right? Like, surprise. So fun.
I thought it was so interesting about, like, I sent that meme to you where like people were saying like he looked like a full dollar now. Oh. And then I'm like, I can relate to that because I also look very different than I did when I was 20. So
we all do. I was so glad to see that other one floating around being like, for those of you saying this, you don't look like you did 20 years ago either.
Oh my God. Isn't it funny to look back on those pictures?
Oh my God. It's terrifying.
Like, it's scary.
That and Facebook statuses of like memories. Like, I shared one with my best friend the other day. It came up and it was like 15 years ago. Here's what you said or whatever the status. And I was like, why was I the way that I was? Am I going to look back on our internet activity from 15 years from now and wonder the same thing? Like, what the heck?
Well, I always laugh and I cringe at the same time because I'll get a Facebook memory and it's some like deep quote. It's like, have you ever thrown glitter in the air? And I will just see these random quotes and I'm like, God, you were not having a good day that day.
Yeah,
like,
seriously, what was wrong?
But then it's also like, did you not have a friend you could have, you know, reached out to? Instead of putting your like,
no, we'd rather talk to everyone and no one at all at the same time.
And I think back and I think it was a thing, or also I was probably trying to get a guy's attention.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like, just that so was you for know, one I'm person. Sad.
Yes. Exactly.
And I want you to see it and then reach out to me. Like,
one
it's
person
so,
in particular. Yeah. I think so mine was silly. Like sick and tired going to bed, like still sick, still tired, whatever. Like, go to bed.
Who cares?
Then. Stop writing it. Your Facebook status. A sin. But the thing that bothered me about the 50 Cent thing was like, first of all, if that was a woman and people were commenting on the body changes from like 20 years ago to now, people would be rioting.
Oh, maybe I
like so rude. Like, we can't do it to him either. How rude. Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
But
and I think it's okay to like, you know, laugh and have fun. But yeah, like when you do look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Of course. You know, we're going to look different. But yeah, I was just saying like with the whole Facebook thing, and I'm sure I did it years ago, even probably like in my like mid 20s, but like definitely not since then. The like posts that are like so emotional and like toward one, either someone that's not even on Facebook and not going to see it,
right,
or two, like to their significant other, which if you do this, it's only my opinion, so don't worry about it. But like, I always say this to Daniel, why don't people just put it in a card and give it to their significant other? Like, I don't understand why they have to tell like a million other people too.
Right.
For some reason, it bugs me and I don't know why it does.
Jessica, I probably care about what other people do. I probably know what that bugs you then, because I do that sometimes.
I just I've always, like, especially in the last number of years, like, put it in a card and give it to your significant other. Like, social media does not need to see all this. But again, that's just my little opinion. And I think that's what's so important about our chats and this whole podcast and why we do this is, like, it's okay to think differently than someone else. And it's okay if you do that, and it's okay, I don't like it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think we just need to be confident in who we are and what we do and not let someone else's opinion affect it.
But I think there's different levels to it too, right? Like, sometimes you read certain things and it's like, why is this a social media thing? Like, this sounds like a private conversation or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm one of those people who love to celebrate, like, on Pat's birthday or anniversary or just a random day, I could, like, make a reel or share a video.
Yeah.
Because I love doing, like, putting those pieces together, like photography and videos and, like, looking back on memories and finding the song that goes with it and whatever. But it's not for anyone else when I do it. Like, it's just for me and for him. And I don't, so, like, I could maybe do that and just send it directly to him or share it in a card. But I use my Instagram as, like, a scrapbook. It just happens to be
and
online.
Like a photo album.
Like, it just happens to be online that other people can see, but I don't post it for other people. Like, I really, when I post things on there, it's because I still do it. I look back on pictures from, like, 5 years ago that I posted on there, and I'm like, this is so funny. Like, just what we were talking about the Facebook thing.
Yeah.
It's like how I still print pictures and put them in photo albums because I love the physical turning of the page too. But I do those things because it's like an outlet for me, and it's, like, creative, and I like looking back on it and sharing it and put it together. And I think it's, like, a little piece of something. And sometimes it's nice to, like, put the effort into it for him. Although I laugh sometimes. I'm like, shh, can't talk to you right now, honey. I'm making your birthday real. When I could just talk to him instead, you know?
Yeah.
It's so funny. We laugh at that all the time. But anyway, just one of those
things. And I'm sure, you know, it's interesting to hear your perspective on it. And I think that's a whole nother conversation that, like, it's not my business anyway. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's
just my opinion. Like,
I'm always just like, what the hell? Like, not, and it's not to your posts or to your things. So I just see certain things and I'm just like, why don't you just put that in a goddamn card and give it to your significant other? Like,
and sometimes I feel like I do too.
Yeah. I just, like, I don't know. And anyway,
the same thing. I totally
I'm sure maybe Daniel thinks, like, why didn't I get a reel or why don't I get posts? Yeah.
You know,
like,
what?
I don't write on his wall on his birthday on Facebook. Right. Like, I haven't done that in years. I just tell, I just roll over in the morning and tell him happy birthday, you know?
Right.
Sometimes I'm like, should I do that? And I'm like, not official. You don't have to do anything.
Official. Right. No, that's right. You don't have to. You do what feels right for you. And that's what I think the biggest thing about it is, like, we can make jokes and laugh, or, like, when we see that, we wonder whatever. But then there's people who take it a next level and, like, call people out online for doing that, or, like, bully them about it, or be
no,
but what I'm saying is, like, it's so funny because if someone, like, our internet use or, like, the way we do anything is for us. Like, if you think people are not, you specifically, the collective you think that, like, people are online to entertain you, like, that is not necessarily true.
I think some people are though. I think
some people,
I think a lot of people are though.
Well, I mean, the whole aspect of, like, content creators or influencers or whatever, like, there's a whole nother realm of it. But I mean, if it bothers you so much about what other people are doing, like, they're not doing it, who cares if it's not hurting you or, like, whatever.
Exactly.
Because I'm guilty of it sometimes, same as you. I'll be like, why are they doing that? And then I'm like, why do I care? Like, just let the people live.
Like,
why
I said, I, it's just about it? It's just my little opinion, and I hope I don't offend anybody. And again, I shouldn't, because I just be confident in who you are and don't allow my opinion to change that, you know, like,
but it's also like, why? Yes. And for this example, it's like, if you don't, like, I see some things sometimes that are like the people who have to share their relationship, whatever, so openly online usually means they're not happy. And I'm like, well, that's not true. They might just have a different approach to it than you do, you know? So it's you can't make those, like, blanket assumptions about people who do that either. So it's like, there's a fine line there, I think. But I think maybe it has to do with, like, our love languages. And I think the next husband episode that's coming up,
that's,
it'd be interesting to talk about our love languages. Like, did we talk about that in the last episode? I don't know.
No, we didn't.
Because, like, how we give love or receive love, like, how you show your love and how you want Daniel to show his love to you is probably very different from one another and definitely different from Pat and I, right? Like our love languages would be different. So like,
how it would be so interesting to do actually to do it. Yeah. Because exactly. I know acts that
service,
the way I was like, for it's different for Daniel and I, for sure. Like yeah. definitely like yeah. right on the other opposite end of the spectrum. Like,
yeah.
And I think I definitely need to do a better job at recognizing that. But again, right. it's like, I talked about this in our last episode that like, it's so easy to just like stay in the funk and stay in what's comfortable. And like,
right.
you know, if nothing's wrong or not, the relationship's going good, like nothing's pressing, you know,
right.
you kind of like forget to check in on those things. So I think that would be really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. To figure those out and to chat about that and actually dig deep. Right.
Going back to the Galentine's episode, like one of the five love languages is receiving gifts. So I'm going to put my money on that might be one of yours.
100%, which is hilarious because Daniel is like the complete right. opposite.
Right.
And I'll beg him to like give me gift ideas and he'd be like, Jessica, like if it means that much to you, like I want this tool, right. but then I won't get him that tool. Cause I'm like, I hate that. Like, I want to get you like other things, like don't you want like Saks underwear and like a nice new golf shirt and like whatever. He's like, why do you ask me, and then when I tell you what I'd like to have, you won't get it because it's not what you like. Oh right. Poor Daniel, honestly.
That's hilarious.
Like he's a saint. He's a freaking saint to deal
with
me.
You're a saint too. That's not true. He's lucky to have you.
But then he's just so sweet and he doesn't like, he's just so, you know, and then yes. I'll be like, I feel like you don't love it. And he's just like, I'll pull it out of him because that's another part of me. I can't just let shit go. And he's like, well, babe, like, I just, you know, like I didn't need it or like, you know, I was really right. looking forward to whatever. And then I'm like, I hate this. I never get the right gift. Meanwhile, he tells me the exact gift he wants and I don't get it. So
next time, just try doing what he says he wants, maybe see what happens.
I should probably do that.
But
everyone else is listening, like, why do you make, like, this is why relationships.
Well, because you want it to be like, that's not your picture. Like a tool doesn't sound like sexy or thoughtful or all these things. So you want something that's
so
like
boring to me,
a little different and a little, you put a little bit more thought into it or whatever. But sometimes like the useful gift is the good gift, you know,
or 100%
what they want. That's yeah. funny. Yeah, it would be really interesting to talk about that and look further. But I just think in the general sense of like all these topics we're talking about, we give and send, we receive and give love differently. And I think how we show it and how we communicate and how we, I mean, of course, there's a performative act to like social media, but there's also a performative act to like how we live our daily lives. Like when someone gives you a gift, you're like, thanks, I love it, before you even open it, because we just know that's the polite thing to do. Or like when someone says, how are you? We say good, and you, even if we're terrible, like, you right. know. So there is a performative act to the way we live our daily lives. There's right. social scripts that we are all conditioned to
follow. Well, we just don't want to like give everyone our problems either. Like when someone asks, how are you? They're not actually...
They don't mean it. That's a social
time.
Yeah. It's just, right. it's a pleasantry that we've been taught to say. Yeah. It's polite to do and whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So sometimes when we see, I mean, obviously now more than ever, we have more access to information in other people's lives than we ever have before. So it gives us insight to like how Susie and Sally are really living, or, you know, keeping up with the Joneses next door used to be like a term and like with your house or your property. But now we see like every aspect of people's relationships or
definitely
the pieces that they're showing. So like, yes, there's a performative aspect to that to some degree, and some people take it really off the deep end and some people don't. But I think it's just reminding ourselves, like, people are living their lives for them, and like what your opinion is about it. If you are living your life differently, just be confident that you're living it the way you want to live it and try not to absolutely. Compare it to the other people, because it's when right. we compare that we're like, why are they doing that? Like, we start to get annoyed or question it or whatever.
Right.
It's just like, that's cool for them. Here's what I'm doing instead. Like you said, am I supposed to post on his wall? Like, no, I don't have to do that if I don't
exactly.
want to, right? You're not, but it's, we're conditioned to do it.
Right. And I also just want to bring up here how, like, I think it's a like interesting talent of ours, how we can skip and like go to like different thoughts from, we started talking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And now look at where we're at. Like, I think there's something to be said about that. Man, that's right. talent. That is talent so right there. We're like, so well, there's like little squirrels up there and they're just like running around and they're hyper little things. Oh my gosh.
Really, what I meant to ask you before we even started talking about the Super Bowl, I think, was what are you drinking over there? Because talking about Daniel, I'm pretty sure that's Daniel's mug or glass, isn't it?
It is.
I can see his work on it. So
it's kind of just boring. I just have water in there.
Yeah.
So
but you're trying to drink more water, right?
Trying to drink more water. I'm just trying to be, because there will be days where I will go and I literally have not had a drink of water.
Jessica, that's what I was going to say to you when you said
and
that was
why do I
water.
Do that?
Literally days, Jessica. I'm so glad you said that because I thought I was the only one and I've been feeling very irresponsible lately because I never drink water. And Pat is so good at drinking water. So, so good. But then I find myself complaining about like my skin or my like hands are starting to feel like really tight and weird, like every so often. And any ailment, I have a headache, whatever it is, I'll complain. And Pat says, how's your water intake today? And I have to say, it's been zero.
Right.
And when we were in Benyon for Galentine's, Paige, when I said, I don't drink, like there's some days that I go by without drinking water. Her jaw like hit the floor. She was shocked. And I was like, oh no. Oh no.
That must be bad.
It's only me. It's only me.
Yeah.
She's drinking water
no,
every day.
And I definitely like, I will probably drink like a glass a day. Like, I don't think there's like, I just mean that like, I will drink tea all day and then I'll have say like, I don't even know, like a glass of pop. I don't even drink pop that often, but I'm just trying to think of a scenario. But then I literally will be like, you didn't have a glass of water today. Like, get your shit together. Like, you
I know,
need to
that's
drink
what
water.
I mean.
And the thing is I love to drink water. That's the thing. There's a lot of people that don't enjoy the taste of water.
Right.
So like maybe they'll put Crystal Light in it or something like that. But I do enjoy water. The problem, like if water's in front of me, I will drink it. The problem is forgetting to put it in front of me, like not prioritizing it.
Okay.
Right.
This is gonna, yes. 100%. I feel that I'm the same way. Sometimes I'll be like, I'm so thirsty. And I'm like, oh, there's nothing to drink. And I don't drink the water, but I love water as well. I like to drink it. When I drink it, I have a tendency though to like, I have to drink it all at once. Like I can't just sip on it. Like if I'm going to have a glass of water, I like stand over the sink and hammer the glass of water.
I get that.
Drink the water throughout the day. And this is going to sound absolutely ridiculous. So like, I know, like shame, it's shameful. But I think one of the reasons I don't drink enough water is because I hate having to go to the bathroom numerous times a day.
My God.
And I think it's a little of like, stemming from pregnancies maybe where you just like I used to pee and then just sit there and wait till the next time I had to pee because it had to happen so often that I feel like it's such a major waste of time. And so when I drink more water, obviously I have to go pee more often and I feel like
it's inconvenient.
It's yeah, so
it does.
Inconvenient.
But I think
but, like,
too,
that's
that, like,
ridiculous excuse.
Not but I think. Also I don't think it has to be like all or nothing because I think that that's the mentality that we get into.
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
Okay, I'm going to start drinking more water. So you bring
like
the
3 liters a day. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, that's right. Insane. Like I don't think
that's
that
what you're supposed to do.
I know, but also like at least just have like, you know, like a Yeti or like something like that filled. And then if at least you do that, like that was great, you know, and then maybe when you go home from work, fill it back up again. You know, I don't think we need to like sit at our office desk at work and just like drink water all day long, you know?
Right.
We can, and that's great if you do. But I do find that if I have like a big enough mug, like this is like a, what is this? The tumbler Yeti? I don't know the different names, but
it's
it
like
is
the
like
big,
the, it is the biggest one.
Yeah.
So I find like if I fill that up, then I like, I'll just kind of like, I'll sip on it like throughout the day. And I feel like it was like a good amount. It's at least a liter, I think. Because the other problem is if I get like just a glass, then like that's annoying to me to have to keep filling it up.
Exactly.
So then I don't do that. Right. I'll just be like, no. So the bigger the thing, you know, the bigger the glass, then the more water I'm going to drink. So that's the thing.
Yeah.
You just need to get yourself a cute. And here is, this is like, this is why like I marketing sucks me in. Beyond like the shopping channel was made for people like me. Like the shopping, when I tune into the shopping channel, there's like these little minions in the back being like, yes, she's on.
Yeah.
She's got her credit card. Like we kind of like literally like the shopping channel.
I've never bought anything off the
shop.
I've never bought anything off the shopping channel in my life.
I am convinced every single time I watch that, like I'm like, Daniel, look at this bread maker. I don't even like fucking craft dinner. I'm not going to make bread. But like when that's God. On, like, I need that bread maker. Like that is going to change my life.
That's why I was so impressed when you sent the picture of your salad the other day with the dressing. Cause I was like, look at you making a fancy little salad here with the dressing. Cause I know you don't usually enjoy making the things, you know,
or so eating like, salad, but yeah, I did enjoy that one.
But I didn't mean it that way. I know. Like, look at you making avocado dressing with whatever, like who are you?
I know,
you?
I'm so foolish. Fancy. But yeah, so to get back to my point is like, you gotta just go out and get, or don't. Again, this is just my little opinion. Don't listen to it if you don't want to.
The shopping this channel video.
This is like, yeah, the shopping channel obsessed person. You gotta go out and get yourself like a cute, big honking, you know, whatever size jug or something, yeah. To fill up with your water and just like, yeah. It's your cute little thing and it's like new and whatever, like hopefully the novelty won't wear off and you got that. And that's like, you know, fill it up once. And when it's gone, like you did your part, you know, and then maybe work toward filling it up twice a day. But I think we just need to like take the pressure off. Just, you know, start small.
I think proper drinkware, having the right drinkware is key for sure. That's a good tip. I think that's a hot tip for sure.
When I had to, this isn't like a bash at Daniel, God love him, but like, so for Christmas, I
feel
said,
like every time you say that, it is
something's coming.
So, yeah, something's coming.
Because again, with the gifts, he's like, I don't want anything, like just spend the money on Logan. And I'm like, okay, but realistically, we do have to have something under the tree. Because he will be like, what did Santa bring you?
Right.
Obviously. So I was like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We'll get one thing from Logan and then we'll fill up our socks because he's also going to be like, Santa didn't fill yours, you know, like, we don't have to spend a ton of money on it, but like, you know,
right. Yep.
So I went out and bought all of my stocking stuffers, which I highly recommend. And I was just like, you know, you can e-transfer me the money, you know, which is so stupid because like we're married and it doesn't matter. Like our money is our money. Right.
Right.
But it's just that. Yeah. So anyway, I'm like going out and buying, and I got this like beautiful tumbler from Winners. And I was like, so excited. I was like, first thing I'm going to do on Christmas morning is fill it up with water and drink it. Like I couldn't wait. I was thinking about it for days. Like it was silly. So Christmas morning, I get my tumbler. And it's broken. Like it doesn't work.
What?
So yeah, you might go out and buy yourself a cute mug and it not. So just be aware.
What do
that
you mean
too.
It didn't? How did it not?
I don't know.
Work?
It wouldn't suck the water up. Like I was trying to like slurp it through the straw and it wouldn't work. It's a defect anyway.
What?
But I got
do
this
you
one.
Mean? Was it was the straw connected to like? The...
Yes, but it was like, you know, when you have like a plastic straw and there's like a cut in the middle of it or somewhere in it.
Right.
And the water like is trying to get, that's what this was, but like there's no way because it was like a thick, there was nowhere that it was. Anyway, this is going on way too long.
No,
point
that's
is
funny.
The stupid, I was so excited. This is my point about like having a cute little like water bottle. It makes a difference. So then do you know what I did? I didn't drink any water.
Right.
Of course I did. I didn't have a cute tumbler.
Right. That's so funny.
Anyway.
It's funny that how many times I fill up my kids. Like water cups or water bottles to get them to drink water. If I poured myself a glass of water every time I filled theirs, I'd be golden. But I don't.
Well, we just worry about. I know. Issue. I bought myself. So I decided to sign up for an adult skate club.
I saw that. That's so exciting.
Yeah, because I just needed a thing that was mine, you know, activity wise. Like I have lots of things. I have my own business. We have a podcast. Like I do have things that are just mine, but like not anything that's activity based, you know, to get my body moving. I always joke. I'm like, my body's going to seize up one of these days because I need to move it. So I signed up for the skate and then I was like, okay, I need to buy skates. But in my head, I thought they were going to be like, I don't know, like $40, $50, $60, you know?
Right.
And here's the thing about me with money. We are very different in the sense that like you almost overthink and drive yourself crazy about purchases.
Right.
Where
yeah.
I'm normally like,
over a pack of
yes.
Them. Yeah.
Where I'm always like, you know, whatever money goes on trees, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But for some reason with this purchase, it killed me. So the skates were like $100 and it killed me. But then you have to look at like, if you were to buy a gym membership or something, like that would be a cost.
That's
but
just it. And think about is, you spend $100 on tea in 2 weeks. Probably.
I know.
You know what I mean?
But the funny thing is like to bring it back what you were saying about like thinking about your kids first and pouring them water, but not yourself is like, I wouldn't have bat it an eye to spend $100 on something for Logan. Like if he needed like rollerblades or like, I don't even know, like a new hockey stick or a new pair of skates, I would just be like, okay, like let's go to the store, like whatever they cost, whatever he needs.
Right.
But for me, I was like this money, like I'm going on a trip to Vancouver at the end of March. I'm like this $100 could be so much better spent toward but that trip. I also need to move my body. Like Daniel, you know, like, what, oh, Jessica, like who cares?
Yeah.
Spend and you the know money, you know?
You know, what's funny about that is that if you spent that on Logan skates, he won't fit in them next year. And these skates you bought for yourself, you'll have for the rest of your life.
Right. Like, but it's just so funny how like when you become a parent, your thinking shifts on that, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Did you buy figure skates or hockey skates?
I bought hockey skates because I did. So I did a little bit of research, but I didn't really come up with much, but basically just that like they're totally two different types of skates. Like, you know, figure skates are for like turns and spins and whatever. And hockey skates are for speed and all that stuff.
Right.
So I was like, well, either way, I mean, I'm not looking to become a figure skater. I'm just looking to get exercise and learn and not be like Bambi on the ice.
Right.
But I tried on the figure skates first just because I was like, aesthetically, they're like cute, you know?
Right. Right.
And they like pained my ankles. They were just way too painful.
Yes.
I found them very, very painful.
That's normal for skates. That's normal at the start though. Ankle soreness.
Well, I was not willing to be on them for like an hour and a half and be in pain. Right. Like, I'm sorry.
Right. What's your experience with skating? Like, have you skated when you were a kid? Like,
well, I skated.
Or is this like,
no, like I skated with like the school skates, you know, like when you go to the Bayplex for me in Glace Bay, you know, like in the winter you got together with your school and you went, but like you held hands with your girlfriends and like locked arms. So like you didn't have to worry about falling.
Right.
But no, like I don't have experience skating. Like, so today I went for my first session and I mean, I could like go, you know, but I also fell four or five times during the warm up.
Yeah.
Because I felt like it was easier. No.
Have you always used hockey skates or have you used figure skates?
I was in figure skating when I was a little girl. And then I cried one day because I couldn't skate backwards and I bawled and basically was just like, don't make me go back.
Right.
Which is the same experience today. Like, it was the same with when I did my driver's ed.
Right.
I basically begged the driver instructor not to make me parallel park and I got away with it. I didn't have to parallel park and I still passed my driver's test. And to this day, I cannot parallel park because I never had to learn it because I got away with it.
Still stressful.
That should be illegal that I did that, but I can talk my way. I can talk my way.
That's right.
Yeah. I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
You'll be sore tomorrow, probably after skating. Like you'll feel it.
I think too, because I was super tense the whole time, but you know what? What a workout. I was saying like to the girls that I need one other activity like that through the week. Just twice a week to move my body.
Yeah,
and I think I'll be good.
Fun.
You know? Yeah. So we'll see.
Skating is one of my favorite activities to do. I love skating. Yeah. I was in figure skating when I was younger and we just were always a family who skated like at my grandmother's.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Water. Yeah. I love to skate and it is still one of my favorite activities to do. Like I'll just skate. I just love it. And when I was on maternity leave both times, less with the twins because of COVID and there's two of them and whatever, but with Bo twice a week, I used to take him on the stroller and go to like the free skate. It was like $2 every Tuesday and Thursday. Him in the stroller and I would skate for like an hour. It was so fun. So I highly recommend any like new moms out there or moms who are home or off or whatever, like if you're looking for a fun winter activity, because it's hard to get out with the kids in the winter. Like it's hard.
But also just make sure you can skate first before you take your baby.
Oh yes. But if you like to skate, I mean, the baby's strapped in, but if you like to skate and you can skate, I highly recommend it. It was so fun. It's just something to do. You moved your body. You got out. It was like somewhat fresh air, I guess. In the rain.
Yeah, for sure.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, skating's fun. So I'm excited you're skating. We can have family skates now.
Yeah. So I ended up going with the hockey skate because they were definitely more comfortable.
Right.
But yeah, they were still sore. Like I feel like my shin, like were sore.
It's and just like muscle memory too.
Yeah. My feet kept cramping up. I was like, this is intense, but yeah, you need more water. My body just needs to move. Like, oh my God, it is so bad.
It's a different shape for your foot. I think too, like every winter when you get back into skates, like your feet hurt the first few mm-hmm. times. Like that's just part of it, I think. And then you'll get,
so we'll see.
But yeah, I find figure skating, like, I don't know if I could, I've always skated figure skates and I wonder if I could stop in hockey skates. I guess I probably could, but I use my picks so often.
Yeah.
Figure skates that I don't know if I would be looking.
Yeah. They say it's like a totally different way to skate.
Yeah.
So it would be hard to go from one or the other.
Yeah. I think it's important to like find something that you enjoy doing and helps you move your body. Cause then it's like, you're not dreading it. Like you're looking forward to it or you're excited to do it, you know? So that's fun. I'm proud of you. How exciting.
Yeah.
Drinking water, going skating, eating salads. Look at you. And why you want to like feel better. You're just doing things for you.
Yeah. It's really not about like, choices. Exactly. That's it. Just being more mindful, you know?
Yeah.
Cause I feel half of the time I just like eat mindlessly and I don't even know. And like for the longest time, I really didn't worry about it, but I'm like, I just want to feel a little bit better, you know? So it's just all about feeling a little better. I didn't weigh myself. I don't know how much I weigh. It's not about the number. It's just about feeling good. So we'll see what,
and it's energy, right? Things.
Definitely
having energy, like fueling your body and doing things for you that give you energy that you need.
And I was always, obviously, like since having Logan, like my body has changed, right? And I think a lot of people can speak to this, that like what once fit us in our closet no longer does. But 100%. I was always the type that like I was okay with that and I was okay to go up a size. And I think people will say like, okay, sure, because you started out maybe a little bit smaller, you know. So but you know, still for me, like I like the jeans that I currently have, you know, they don't fit. Like it's very uncomfortable to wear them. But I was always just like, I'm not going to change my body to fit into those jeans. I'm just going to go out and buy a bigger pair.
Yes.
But then it kind of gets to a point where like, even if you do keep buying the bigger sizes, I'm still uncomfortable. It's like a bloat, you know, like it's like a very, so I'm like, okay, I think I need to manage that first.
Right.
And just see what that will do. And just see if like making some changes of like, literally like not eating like takeout every day and go for a tea, like getting a donut every time. Like I don't need to do that. So I'm going to just try and like cut back a little bit on that stuff and drink some more water and see if I can just feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
And then, you know, go from there. But
I
just wanted to make that point that like, it's not about the number, not about sizing up in clothes. Like that's okay. I'm okay with that. You know, our bodies change, everything changes as we grow, you know?
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Who we are as people, like we just said this at the beginning, like to bring it full circle, like look at what we were doing in our early 20s.
Yeah, exactly.
We never do now, right? Like
yeah,
you grow
exactly.
And you mature and you know,
you change, you adapt,
you change, and like we gotta embrace it, you know?
Yep. I think what your body needed, like what our bodies needed 10 years ago, what our bodies need now is different. Like it's just
absolutely
biologically what happens, really, you know?
And I'm sad about it. Like, do I want to eat the salad? Or do I want to have a Whopper? You know, but it's also the convenience piece. Like it's so much more convenient to just like run to Burger King than it is to like make yourself a fresh salad. But then I learned that like salads can be just as enjoyable. You just have to figure out like what that is for you, you know?
Yeah.
So when I put I had the avocado left over from my avocado toast in the morning because I love avocado.
Right.
I put lime juice in it and just mashed it. It was so good. And then I was like, I'm just going to use this just because. And then I was about to put a dressing on the salad. And I was like, wait, no, I think this is good enough. And like, it was so delicious because I love avocado. So like, I don't know why for so many years I was just torturing myself with things I didn't like.
Right. You have to
thinking
find
I
what
didn't
you-
like salad.
Yeah.
And I was like, this just tastes like literal grass. Like I am so pissed.
You don't make friends with salad.
If you could literally see my face eating a salad,
that's
just
so
pure disgust.
I love salads and I love making salads. Like I love finding, but that's just it. You have to find like the combination that you like.
Yeah.
I don't like every salad. It has to be like the right combination of tastes and textures and like feelings. You can't be grass. Like you're eating grass.
No.
It has to be enjoyable. I would never suffer through a salad for the sake of eating one. But if you thoroughly enjoy the taste of salad and what's in it, then that's fun. And that's what you can eat, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's about time for me, like what you're saying, maybe it is a little bit for you too, like the convenience of it. But I would love to eat certain things every day, but I need to get better at like the prepping of those things so that they're ready, because it's just not realistic for me to be able to make it and then eat it in the same day all of the time. So then you go for like the quicker option, the faster option, the whatever,
exactly,
whether it's takeout or like something from your freezer or whatever it is. But I would rather have like other meals sometimes, but I just, then when I think of it, I'm like, well, it's too late. I can't make that today, but I need to get better at planning or like having a day.
Everybody says that.
Or meal planning or whatever, right?
It's all about the prep.
Because it's planning. Like, okay, I want to make that. But do I have all the ingredients in my cupboard or in my fridge? Like you have to think, there's some thought that goes into that. So I have to get better at doing that, I think. And it just goes to that. And we can talk about this in another episode, because I'm sure it's a whole episode of worth of a conversation, but just finding the time. Like lately I feel like there's not enough hours in the day and you're just like robbing Peter to pay Paul. Like when I'm at one place, I'm thinking of the other.
But also like, I think it's a perspective on that, because I think that there is time, but it's how we're prioritizing our time. Right.
So
whether that's like, we were talking about that before, like whether it's work or time with your children or whatever, for me, say I spend 5 minutes on my makeup because it's not a priority, where someone else might spend 35 because that is a priority. So like for me, I don't make that time in the morning. So I would say like, I don't have time to do my face, but someone else makes that time and finds that time, or I'm prioritizing it somewhere else, whether it's sleeping in an extra 15 minutes or like sitting down and having my tea or whatever. So I think it's about like it's a habit thing to say, okay, if we want this to be a part of our lifestyle, we have to prioritize the time and like figure out like, you know, where that's going to fit in, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I totally agree with that. But I think lately I've been feeling like even making the prioritization, like having the priorities of where I'm spending my time and where I want to be spending my time, some days there just doesn't feel like there's enough of it still.
Right.
I was listening to another podcast recently and they were having a similar conversation about like, you know, you've seen the meme of like, we have the same 24 hours in a day as Beyonce does. And it's like, well, actually, no.
Well, Beyonce has maids and housekeepers.
Yeah, it's ableist. It's saying like Beyonce can spend her hours thinking and worrying about different things than we are, because of how she's spending time and who's doing certain things for it. So it's different, right? It's not, it doesn't really translate to that.
Yeah.
So I think it's just like figuring out, I think it's just having that mental clarity of like, okay, I'm here. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I'm doing this for a reason. Yes. It means if you're spending your time here, you're not spending your time there,
right.
But right now this is why you're doing it. And this is how you're doing
right.
it, and et cetera. So I feel like, I don't know, some days it feels like a race to the end. It's like, okay, we have all of these things. It's like, we're running out of daylight. Like the day is ending. We have all of these things to do. And then you get home and you have a few hours left with the kids and you put them to bed and whatever. And then it's like, okay. And every time I have that reflection on the day, sometimes lately it's been like, did I spend the day right today? Did I do this correctly? Like what pieces would I change? And then if you think of any the next day, how are you going to change that? Right.
But
sometimes the day goes by so quickly and you're moving from role to role to role so quickly that you don't have time to implement it. And then you go back into it. So it's just a piece of like that reflection and adapting and figuring out what makes sense. So for me, that food piece or like the planning piece comes back to like, okay, I have to make the time to make a plan and then time to implement the plan.
Right. And I think too, that like we put so much pressure on ourselves in terms of like spending time with our children and what that has to look like. You know, does it have to be like outside playing all the time? Or like, does it have to be like at an activity, like, I don't know, the bouncy house at the Y, or like swimming, or like, you know, but also like, if we think about it, which it would probably be more annoying for us to do this, but like our toddlers could 100% help with the meal prep. You know, if we actually wanted to prioritize that, like, let's just say that we were going to say, okay, Sunday, I want to do all these things. Like, I want to make sure I'm spending time with Logan. You want to make sure you're spending time with the boys and, you know, whatever that looks like. But like, can that be we're all going to meal prep together. You know, the twins are going to find something age appropriate for them. Like they're going to pick the cheese out or whatever. And Bo's, yeah. I know, painful, right. Painful, no, but just hear me out.
That can't happen. Not right now. Definitely not. I'm
just saying that like, it doesn't always have to be this, like, you know, we have to build with blocks and we have to like do our numbers and we have to do our numbers. Like, right, it's just, it's learning too. Like it would be painful, I'm sure, for like Logan loves to help. That's why I think of this example, but like, I truly think that if we wanted it to happen, we can make it happen. We just have to like switch our thinking and prioritize it. Like I do not prioritize meal prep at all.
Right.
But I know that like, if I wanted to do it, I would just have to like rearrange all the things and like, you know, but it is, it's that balance of like, you know, when you work, when you're at work, you think about your kids. Like you were saying, when you're with your kids, you're thinking about work, you know, sometimes, not all the time, but I feel like we always have these things hanging over us and it's hard to kind of like be in the moment, but yeah, I'm kind of going off on a rant now, but.
Well, then it's, well, it's just the old, like we've had some of these conversations. We've even had some of these conversations with our guests in season one, but it's just about like having, it's not about complaining. Like obviously we're doing the podcast and we're doing things that are filling my time and I'm making decisions and that I want to do for my life and for my family's life and et cetera, things that interest me and things that benefit the family and whatever it is. So it's not complaining about doing those things. It's just some days I think I feel like, okay, my kids are only going to be little for so long. Am I doing this right? Am I making the right decision? Right. But then I know
but that's heavy. That
it's heavy. It's so heavy, but then I know
that's really heavy.
Like to trust your knowing, as Glennon Doyle would say, like, I know in my knowing, like I am doing these things for me and for us. So like, I don't think I would change my mind. Like I love my job and I love what I do.
Right.
And, but some days it's like, huh, like in 20 years, will I be like, damn, should have spent those first 5 years.
But we're always going to do that to ourselves, no matter what.
Yeah.
What if? But when you look at the bigger picture, like going to work, okay, like for, you know, for some people, whether they choose the stay-at-home mom life or not, or the stay-at-home parent life, they might say the same things and say like, am I providing an example of like going to work every day? And, you know, like, I feel like there's two ways to look at it. And that's just like so heavy to carry that. Like, am I doing it right?
It's hard,
like,
I know it is. I think we always do that, right? Like, are we doing this right? Does anyone know what the right way to do, like the right way for you or whatever? But even with the kids, like with the babies, Pat and I were saying this the other day, and Pat feels a little bit like this too. Like, I feel like the babies are no longer babies, right? So it always happens around these transitional times where like we are out of babyhood and we are totally in toddlerhood. Like we are like neck deep in toddlerhood for sure, you know, with the three of them. And it's even balancing your time with the three. And like we notice Bo sometimes saying like, no, you sit, like if we go to get up or something, he's like, sit back down. It's like when you get up, that means you leave, right? So it's like he wants that one-on-one time and you're trying to spend like the quality time with everyone together, but then also giving each child like individual attention.
Their own little time. Yeah.
Right. Which gets harder and harder. And we were saying like the other day, like some days with the babies, it just feels like, well, with the brothers, with the twins, it feels like I even know these kids right now? Like, I feel like I didn't spend enough. I just feel like I didn't spend the same time with them as I spent with Beau. And I think that's a combination of things. It's twins. We also have a toddler, like with Beau, he was the first. It was COVID, like the middle of a pandemic. So we weren't doing the things. Like my maternity leave was spent very differently this time, right? So you feel like you didn't have as many of those experiences. So I think it's easy to be like, okay, we're spending our time differently this time, right? Like we have other responsibilities and roles and things we have to do. So yeah, some days it can be really hard on yourself. Like, are we doing this right? Should we be making other decisions like in parenthood about this? But I mean, then you come back to reality
and I think
like,
it's
we're
fair.
All happy and healthy and
you know, but I think it's thing. Fair to acknowledge that, because I mean, I've seen so many people who have decided like, I want to prioritize home right now, and they leave their jobs. And maybe it, you know, if it makes financial sense to do that, then, you know, honor that, you know, and you can go back to work another time when, you know, I'm not saying that's your situation, but I think it's okay to have those thoughts and reflect on them and like live in them and say, okay, like, is it not like, okay, think of what's going on. What can I do to change it? Can I change it? You know, it's like you always say, like, how can you eat an elephant? Control the controllables, right? Yeah. And then at the end of it, if you've come to your conclusion that it's like, okay, no, like, I still have to go to work and I still have to like do all the things, then it's the piece of being like, okay, I need to like put this away.
Yeah.
And not let it eat me away all day, every day.
Yeah, that's true. You just waste time doing that.
Yeah. Which you don't have. I'm in therapy for that reason, but like, I literally, like, it's ridiculous how much I worry about things that I have no control over. But yeah, so I think, I just feel, you know, I feel bad because I do understand mom guilt, because I do get it. But I think that like, yeah, those are heavy thoughts. And I like, as your friend, I'm like, damn, like, you know, I want you to like be okay. I know you're okay. I just mean, you know, I want to check in on that.
I just, like, I wanted to talk about it, 'cause I'm like, I'm sure there's other people out there feeling a very similar way. And it's like, okay, we're all, not that I want anyone to be like that, but misery loves company.
Yeah. So, and I think it's important for people to see that, like, onlookers, like people looking in, to say, okay, like, oh my God, like there she is with like a full-time job, a podcast, a business, three kids. And she's just like living her life and hunky dory. Like, where did she find that? They might be thinking, oh my God, like, I don't feel that same way. Or I feel like that would, you know? So I think it's important to have these conversations to say, like, that's weighing on you. All of these things you are doing that fill your cup, but also you feel like you're being pulled from, like, that's really happening for you. And that's real.
Sometimes at work, like, I feel guilty if I have to leave for an appointment, or if my kid's sick or whatever. Like, I feel like a less than colleague or employee. But then other days when I'm with my kids, I feel, or if I'm going to work, I feel bad that I'm leaving my kids, or I had to work late, or I'm doing something, reading something on the weekend.
Or sometimes you're with your kids and you would like to, like, oh, you get this really cool podcast idea or something. I'm just making an example.
Right.
And then you want to work on that or write that down or like, you know, dig into that, or like, maybe it's call me or FaceTime me, but like, that's not the time. Like, 'cause you're trying to, you know, it's just,
I guess.
It is. Like, it is.
And it's just part of life.
I think it's okay. And I think we just need to like acknowledge it, sit in it, and then, you know, either find a solution or not, and then move on from it. And then wait for the next 10 minutes for it to happen again. And
Exactly. Then pour over it. I think another really cool episode idea that maybe we should think more about in the future is one about like talking about money and like economic security, because when you were just saying, like, some people make the decision and if it works for them, they do it and they leave. Like, for me, I know when I hear that, I'm like, that's amazing. But then I also feel like I'm going to have hives, because I'm like, what about the fine? And when you're like, you could just leave your job and come back to it, I'm like, I could, we'd probably be okay.
Oh, and I wasn't implying that. Oh my God. I just,
I know, but I mean,
in it's not general, that easy.
The general sense of like doing that. In my head, I'm like, if I ever could, when I do think about like, okay, even coming back from maternity leave, like, okay, am I going to go back to work? Yes, I love my job. But then you think like, how could I not? Like, don't we need it? How do people just, I feel like maybe it's about living in Cape Breton, or maybe it's seeing like different economic like dips and rises here, but it's like, you feel lucky to be employed.
Right.
So I'm like, do you give that up and with the chances of like never getting a job again? But the reality is,
yeah,
you would get some sort of job again, I'm sure. Right. You know? But for me, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like, I think I have a lot of questions and about money. Like, my brain doesn't work in numbers.
Right.
So for me, like, I know what I know, and we make what we make, and we live in side certain means, and we do that thing,
right?
But I'm not really very like savvy in knowing the like, I feel like Daniel's really good at that, right? Like,
yeah
where you put your money and what makes you the most, and how many years this means what, and all of that stuff, right? Like, is it worth it? And and Pat's brain works like that too, but my brain just works in words and not in numbers.
Definitely.
So when people say that, for sure. I'm like, oof, I don't know.
And I think the other piece too is like, I think it's easy to think one way that, like, you know, be with your kids, spend time with your kids. They're only young for so long. But then also, like, I think we're similar in the sense that we really need community and we really need connection. 100%. And I always wanted, my goal when I opened up my sleep business was to eventually that be my only job and be able to, like, leave my full-time job and just run my business and, you know, hopefully be so successful, you know, in a few years that I could do that. And that could be my sole income. And then I could, like, drop Logan off at school and pick him up and, you know, volunteer and whatever. But one thing I did realize in the, you know, days that I was isolating and just even the last 2 years of, like, working from home. And
yeah.
Whatever,
yeah.
Holy shit. No, I don't know if I can do it. Like, I need people. I need connection. Same. I need to be talking to people. And yeah. It's not to say that I couldn't do that if I worked from home, because maybe I'm going to be a part of a volunteer group and maybe I'll join a board and maybe I'll find ways to connect. But I truly don't think that the work from home life is for me. I think, like, I truly think that I need to go to work every day and I need to connect with people.
Right.
And, like, that's just a part of who I am.
That's the piece of the knowing I was talking about. Like, I feel like when I really sit with it, I know that I made the right decision. I'm making the right decision. Like, you know, for all of us, because I think that's true for our kids too. Like, I think they're sick of me by the end of the weekend. You know what I mean?
Like you don't play the right way.
You're cool, mom, but bye. Right. Like, going back to people who can play with me the right way. Yeah, exactly. And I think that's true for us too, to some degree.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, of course, there's days where you come and go from that and you'd rather one thing over the other, but in the
when it's been like a snowstorm and you got to get up at you know, the arse crack of dawn and scrape your car off and heat it up. Like, yeah, I'd love to work from home that day.
Right.
But in the bigger picture and, you know, when you look at it, I think I don't think I would thrive in the work from home. And I knew that anyway, when I had Logan, I went back to work at 6 months just due to the circumstances of a new job I got, but I know that 12 months would have been enough. Like, I would have never opted for the 18 months just because the stay at home mom, and I will admit that and it doesn't make me a bad mother. It's not for me. It's just not. Cause I just said, I want to go to work and I work and I think that's okay. And I think it's okay also to want to be a stay at home mom. Like, I feel like it makes, you know, there's all kinds of kinds. We all make the world go round and it doesn't make us any less than,
definitely.
But yeah, it's interesting, the whole piece of it, like how you can have so much guilt over it or be pulled in one way, but then also know that you need the other way.
Exactly. It's grass is greener, I guess, but grass is greener where you water it. What's the saying? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's interesting. It's just so interesting. What works for us or what works for you is different.
That's right.
For all kinds of reasons. And there's lots of right ways to do it. Like, different doesn't mean wrong. It just is different for,
there's
so many factors and so many variables that go into that. And I think it's just one of those weeks or some of those weeks that just feels like, you know, you're sitting in the questioning and you're wondering what the heck you're doing and if you're doing it right. And I think that just makes us good moms, like good parents. Yeah. I think if I wasn't questioning it, if I wasn't worrying, if I wasn't feeling that guilt, you know, I think it's just part of it. It's just part of making
sure
you're trying to do your best for the best for you and what that looks like and trying to decide or figure out what the heck that is. So anyway, it's all part of it, but it was weighing on me. So I just want to
share. Yeah, I know. And thank you for sharing that.
There was
absolutely. Sarah and I are funny, and you'll all know this by now because we were like, we wanted to do a catch up episode because even just for Sarah and I, just to chit chat, and we wanted to kind of just, you know, just have a raw conversation. That's one of the things that we love to do and why we started this podcast. But we said, let's just hop on for a quick, you know, episode, you know, 30 minute or 30, we can't and we always laugh at other podcasts that'll post 30 minute episodes. And we're like, how do they do it? We need their notes. We need how do they do it? Cause when Sarah and I get talking, and I think it's, you know, I think it's what brought us so close as friends. Cause we can connect on so much and just have these good conversations. But Frank, we can't keep it short. We have the gift of gab, and we hope it's okay.
It's why I'm here.
If you're still listening, thanks.
An hour into the Galentine's episode, I was like, Mark, are you so proud of us? Because we are sticking to the schedule. We are on time. We're on time. But then by the end of it, it was over 3 hours.
We have a lot to say.
We do.
But if you're still here.
It's fun to shoot the shit a little bit, right?
And just it like is. It feels
talk
so good.
About things that are were in your head and you've been talking to yourself about it for so long, and then you try to get it out and it's rambly and it doesn't make sense and we jump from topic to topic. But
yeah,
I mean, that's just how our brains work. But that's it's who nice we are. To just that's... say it out loud and get it out and get some, whether it's reassurance or agreeance or like
that's
challenging on those thoughts, right? Or like encouragement to think differently, whatever it is. It's just nice to kind of pour it out of our brain.
Yeah. And it's also been really fun to like we've received messages before on like different perspectives, or have you ever thought about this way? Or did you, you know, mention this next?
Right.
And because, you know, we've said that from the beginning that Sarah and I also are doing this podcast to learn as well. Right. So yeah, it's
right.
Yeah. We like to chat, and this has been a really great catch up. Thank you, Sarah, for all of that good conversation.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
You.
It was needed. I really would like to do this in person soon. Please, God.
Oh my gosh.
Can we please?
We have to.
I already had COVID. So I feel like I'm like,
I still feel
I'm
like
good.
Mario.
Like, what do you, I know.
Dodging the fireballs, you know, that gif or whatever. That's how I feel still. I'm sure it'll happen sooner than later, but still not. But we'll have to get together soon to record the next one. I also want to thank everyone for sending. We've had some funny messages of people who listened to our last episode or two episodes ago, the last Wine and Dine, you know, buying their bar soap and cutting
Love
holes
it.
In their pantyhose.
Buying their cotton
throwing
panties.
Out their, yeah, throwing out their underwear, buying cotton panties. Thank you for telling us that. We love it. We love to see it. So yeah,
everyone's partners just, is probably like, what are you doing with
yeah,
those?
What is happening?
But I like them.
Yeah. And just a lot of like interesting feedback, right? Some people listening being like, oh my gosh, I've been trying to solve these issues for quite some time.
Yeah.
So we just thank all of you for sharing with us as well. We appreciate it so much.
We'll have another wine and guide soon. We've got lots of people who are like, I need more. And I'm like, I know it's a lot. There's a lot to cover and Jill's on board. Yeah. We got lots going on. So we will see Jill again in season 2, probably a couple more times. So don't worry.
That's right.
She'll be back. And again, thank you for hanging out with Sarah and I today. We hope you enjoyed our chat as much as we did. And thanks for, being around the table with us.
We'll see you next time.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to our podcast and give us a review. You can find us on social media at The Morning Meeting Podcast and connect with us through email at themorningmeetingpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for sitting around our table. Sarah and Jess.